WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're a Forbes Best in State 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Visit WSECU.org today to learn more. Washington, let's credit union.
This week, with digital coupons at Safeway and Albertsons, get beef rib roast for $7.97 per pound. Member price with minimum purchase of $50 or more in a single transaction. Exclusions apply. See store for details. And broccoli, cauliflower, or russet potatoes are 97 cents per pound. Member price, limit 6 pounds. Plus, selected sizes and varieties of Lucerne butter, cheese, or Philadelphia cream cheese are $1.97 each. Member price. Visit Safeway or Albertsons.com for more deals and ways to save.
Get ready for another episode of the Life Strong Project.
Welcome, family. Welcome to the Life Strong Project. I'm your host, AC. It's good to be back, man. Good to be back after my own health issues. I'm back. I'm ready to get into this, man. And today we have an episode for you. We got an episode that I promise you guys are going to take. You're going to love it. You're going to take the info that this brother's going to give. And I promise you, it's going to bless you. So this individual is hailing out of the city of Atlanta. Yes, right down the street. The founder of Camp Warrior King, the founder of Team Hot Sauce, and also You Can Have It All magazine. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to present to you the man of the hour, Mr. SF Banks. Bro, what's going down?
Yeah, what's good, Anthony?
Man, look, I've been dying to get into this episode. For a while, we've been chopping it up, here and there, and I'm like, man, I know when this guy gets into this, when we get into this show right here, I said it's gonna be all that in the back of chips.
Yes, sir.
I knew, man. Sir. So, bro, before we get into, get into the meat and potatoes of the episode, man, I want you to explain. He's got a lot of things that he's got going on. And I want you to explain each thing that you've got going down, especially that Team Hot Sauce. That Team Hot Sauce gets me. I don't know why, but that Team Hot Sauce gets me, man.
Yeah.
It gets me. So, let's go ahead and let's start with Camp Warrior King. Because actually, before we got linked up, I heard about Camp Warrior King. I saw some online, videos regarding Camp Warrior King, and I remember saying, like, dang, that is all that in a bag of chips, not knowing that one day I'd have this man on the Life Strong Project. So, bro, talk about Camp Warrior King. How did that originate, and what is Camp Warrior King's, what is it all about?
Man, well, I'll tell you, Anthony, Camp Warrior King is a youth development program designed to expose kids to activities they normally wouldn't experience during the school year. So we're doing things like, spelunking and tree climbing and hiking and fishing and hunting, and as well as all kind of personal development stuff, right? We're teaching them about focus and work ethic and building their confidence and respect. And it's all about just having fun, man. Summer camp is supposed to be fun.
Right.
We believe in old school camp. We have family get-togethers on Fridays. We call them Family Fridays, where we'll, drop fish, man, have hot fish and barbecues and music going. And it's just all about building that community, man, and making a great situation for the kids.
Man, that's awesome, man. So and that goes down just about every summer, right?
Yep, every summer.
That's what I'm talking
about. Every summer we
do
that, man. Every summer, man. Can't worry, can we run it?
Man, and for all you guys listening, guys, ladies and gentlemen that are listening, fret not. We're going to get you that info to get a hold of Mr. Banks At the end of the show, we are not going to leave you hanging like that. So we are definitely going to get that info to everybody. All right. I don't want people saying, well, wait a minute. He ain't saying nothing about how to get a hold of him. All right. Yeah. So I'm going to save the best. My best for last. I'm going to save the best for last. Talk about You Can Have It All magazine. Now, that's both physical and online, right?
That's right. Physical and online. And You Can Have It All magazine is designed to get kids going after their dreams, regardless of where they are in life. We're all about motivating the world. I believe that motivation is a universal language, and that kids all around the world need motivation, especially with everything going on in our society, what they see on social media. And so in this magazine are young adults, young kids that are doing really great things in their life. And they're sharing it and motivating other kids, right? I mean, we got kids that, in this issue, for example, we have a young man, Keenan, who's ranked 13th in the nation in track. He's one of the fastest kids in the country. We got a kid that's doing dirt biking. We have a young lady, we have a Renaissance lady, young girl, you know, she's doing all kinds of stuff. We have all these cool things, and it's designed to get kids inspired to go after their dreams, to do things that they want to do. We have all kind of tips and health tips and all kind of cool stuff, puzzles and stuff. It's about, you know, getting the kids reading, right? Like, if you're a kid, you know, a lot of times kids don't want to read either because they can't read or because what they find if they read is boring. Right. But if they find something that they like, you know, it'll inspire them to want to read and read better.
Right. Okay. Gotcha. All right. So all y'all interested in, you know, maybe getting some good reading, learn about what's going on, within the organization and outside and going on with our youth, you know, You Can Have It All magazine. Again, we're going to get that info into you. But this is what I've been waiting for right here. This right here, man. When when you explained it to me, I was like, yo, that is crazy. Teen Hot Sauce.
Yes, sir.
Man. Bring it home. What is Team Hot Sauce and what is it about? I promise, before he even says it, this is gonna get you. Go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
Man, so Team Hot Sauce are personal development characters designed to build a child's self-esteem, to build their self-efficacy, the idea that I can do.
Now you said characters. Now hold on. You said characters. You can, when you say characters, now this is a cartoon, right?
It's a cartoon character. So we got 9 cartoon characters. And Broccoli, Karate, Ketchup, Uncle Hot, Coach Stinker, Sorry Jan. We got Egg Too Young. We got Bamboo. I mean, and we're creating a couple more. But it's designed to get kids believing in themselves. They go around the galaxy, helping other people with projects. You know, they're looking for, you know, their origins themselves. They're going and helping people along the way, and they all have special powers. For example, Broccoli is a, you know, even though he's a young kid, he's a lawyer, right? It's like they have these, you know, whatever they want to be in life, they can be it now kind of thing. And it's kind of teaching kids to walk in your purpose early, right? Be who you want to be. And that can always change, which they'll see in some of the episodes. But it's all about motivating these kids, man, to be whatever it is in life they want
to
be.
Man, to me, that is that right there, man. I'm like, okay, all right, all right. Bro, it sounds like you got your, sounds like you have your days full. You've got a lot going on, man. And we definitely want to reach out and you know, best wishes to everything you've got going on with those three things. And I'm sure you got some more going on that we probably don't even know about. But let's get into this episode, bro. So,
all right, let's do it.
As we look at the news, you know, there's so many things going on, period. But I want to talk about regarding our children and just children in general, the things that they have to endure day to day. I mean, in each generation, even our generation, when we were children, when we were coming up, there were things we had to, trials we had to traverse and go through. That's every generation. That's every child.
Right.
But I will say, at least this is what I believe. I will say that in today's day and time, it just seems like there are so many other things that they have to worry about that we didn't necessarily have to worry about. Because, number right. one, one thing that comes to mind: social media. There was no such thing as social media when I was coming up. So guess what? We didn't have to worry about online bullying. We didn't have to worry about a cancel culture, so to speak, and you know right. all of these things going on online. What do you think about that, man? What are your thoughts on you know this whole online boom and how it is affecting our children, and how can we as parents? I don't know. Is the right word protect them?
Yeah. Well, I think that you're absolutely right. I mean, we didn't have those things to deal with growing up. And I believe that, you know, it's the first time I really thought about, you know, we used to hear our elders talk about the good old days, right? And
right.
you'd be like, what are you talking about, the good old day? You know, make them sound old. But when I think about what our children have to deal with at such a young age, mm-hmm. it makes you think of the good old days yeah. where you didn't have social media yeah. to have to, it wasn't a factor. The way that TV is wasn't a factor. The mm-hmm. way that music is now wasn't a factor.
Right.
And maybe every group thought that, you know, progressively things were getting worse, but I think that this is a little bit different. I think that social media is neither good or bad. I think that it's like a blank piece of paper. Mm. And it's what we're making it. It's what we are paying attention to. And it's not on social media, right? For example, it's not on Mark Zuckerberg or Jack Dorsey or any of these other people mm-hmm. The responsibility isn't on them as much. They're business people, right? They're going to do right. what they're going to do. It's on the parents, you know, to protect their children, to guard their eyes, to guard their ears, to guard what they're seeing and hearing so that their children aren't getting the kind of exposure that some other children are getting. I mean, because right now it's just the faucet is all the way on high, man, and it's unfiltered.
Right.
But there's also some good things to social media, right? So
right,
it's just,
right.
yeah, but I think it falls on the parents.
I hear you. How difficult is that though, man? I mean, I remember when, well, I'm showing my age here. Before Facebook, what was it? I can't even, it came and went, y'all. That's a sign of age. I can't even think of what.
Well, I'll tell you, man. I mean, just with, for example, it's not just social media, right? So you have, mm-hmm. but social media is a huge influence.
Yeah.
But you have television, right? You have television.
Oh, we're going to get into that. Oh,
you have just kids at school, mm. right? Just their social circles and all that. And so how difficult is it? It's extremely difficult. It is a challenge.
Right.
It's a real challenge, which is why it's so important for parents to come up with a healthy parenting program.
But how difficult is that, though? I mean, there are tons of these things out there. There are tons yeah. of social media platforms out there. And like you said, it's like a blank piece of paper. It's people are going to use it for whatever they want, whether
right.
it be good, whether it be bad. It could be business, could be personal, family,
right.
you name it. They're going to use it for whatever they want. But how
right.
difficult is it for a parent when they have let's just put the age at 13, 14 years old. Mm. Generally, most of them have a cell phone. Regardless
right.
if it's for, you know, emergency use, hey, I want you to have a phone at school for your protection. If something happens, you need to call me. Well, guess what? Most of these are smartphones, and you can download these various platforms. If it's not Facebook, it's Twitter. If it's not Twitter, it's hey, my son, YouTube is his, you know,
yeah.
his thing. Of
That's his thing. Choice.
Yeah, and My wife has resorted to, you know, taking YouTube off of his TV because, you know, he's downloading it to his TV and he's not watching anything per se that is terrible, but he is on the autism spectrum and yeah. and he's, I'll be honest, he's a parrot. Everything he hears, he's going to say. And
yeah.
it's not that he's looking for negative things on YouTube, but the ads, If it's not the ads, man, it's some one of the videos, somebody saying something off the chain. And I'm like, okay, so mom is taking that. It's gone, bro.
But
how do you, how can a parent, I mean, because a parent's not going to be with the child 24/7.
Right.
How in the world does that parent say, okay, I'm going to, enact these things, and this is going to protect my, I mean, it's difficult, man.
It is. It's very difficult. And the best solution that I've seen for that is effective parenting. It is, and what I mean by effective parenting is let's backtrack. Instead of saying effective parenting, maybe effective preparation and teaching, right? Okay. So we can't totally shelter our kids from what's going on in the world. We don't want them to be ignorant to it, per se. We want them to know how to handle it,
right?
How to deal with it, right? And so in this day and age, we cannot say, all right, look, I'm going to totally just, you're not going to ever see any of this stuff, because the worst thing is that they learn it from someone else and they learn their perspective first, right? As opposed to the perspective that you want your children to learn.
Right.
So with that effective, quote unquote parenting aspect, it's teaching the children. It is teaching them. It is talking to them. It is, hey, mom, dad, I saw this on TV. Okay, what is this? This is this, this, and that. And this means this, this, and that. And this is how we feel about it as a family, right? It's having those table conversations at dinner. It's sitting at the table and having a conversation. How was your day? What's going on? What did you see? It's spending the quality time. It's making it so that the time that your kids spend with you is more fun than being on social media, right? It's more engaging, right? And then when they are on social media, then you do have to monitor it. You're not going to be able to be around your 13 and 14 year old all the time. But when they're out in the world, if they've spent the time with you and got the principles with you that they need to have, then they're equipped. And so it's really about equipping them with the principles and values you want them to have, so that when they come up against some of the things in the world that they're going to come up against, then they have something in their arsenal that they can pull out and say, okay, mom and dad talked about that. Or I remember daddy telling me about that. Or I remember daddy said that. Or man, I ain't heard daddy say nothing about this, but I'm gonna go ask my dad, because I know I can talk to him about it. Right. It's all of that, because the world is, our children and what they're dealing with is not only changing, but it is changing fast. It is changing every single day.
Man.
The exposure, the access is constantly changing. And while they're trying to create regulations for it, the new programs keep getting around it.
I'm rewinding a little bit.
Sure.
You mentioned something that struck a chord, not necessarily a chord, but I was like, interesting. You mentioned family time. My generation, I'm sure your generation, family time meant something completely different than it does now. And I think that's because of, the way society has changed. Back 20, 30 years ago, it was commonplace for mom to be home a lot of times, maybe. Not so much the case now. More women are, out there doing their thing. Some because they love it, and some because they have to. It's the society has changed, the economy has changed, and they have to do whatever they have to do. So family time isn't as accessible, or as it was back then. What are some ways? What are some tips? What are some tricks, I guess you can say, where families can say, okay, yeah, we're all busy, but we're going to sneak this in here, right here. This is going to be our effective family time. Not just, hey, we're family, we're together. Effective family time.
Effective family time. So effective family time can be anything that the family enjoys to do together, number one. So it doesn't have to be traditional in a sense where, for example, in some families, it's sitting at the table and having dinner. And everybody's sitting having dinner and talking together, right? Well, even though that's one of the best ways to get, to talk with your kids and everybody can talk about their day, if in a certain family setting that's just not feasible, then it's just not. Then, okay, well, then what we do is that instead of having that dinner time, right?
Right.
Then you might say, okay, but that same 15, 20 minutes or 30 minutes, we're going to have it together where we're all chilling, playing a board game. That family time could be a board game. Where the key is with family, with effective family time, the key is to eliminate the distractions. Mm. And the distractions, that what that means is, take your cell phone, put your cell phone up, put it on silent, and everybody does it, right? If your kids got phones, hey, man, hey, we got a basket. Hey, this is for family time. You put your phone in a basket, you know, mom, dad, or mom, dad, that whatever the situation is now, mm-hmm. Everybody puts their phones in the basket or in their room on the charger or on the counter or whatever. Take your watch off. Right. Everybody takes their watches off, all their technology, get rid of the distractions.
It's crazy. You got to take your watch off. That's wow.
Take your watch off. Take your phone off. And you know what? And turn on some music. Right. And play that board game. And that might just be for those 30 minutes. But what they'll find is that 30 minutes will turn into 40 minutes. It'll turn into an hour. It might be, you know, once a week. You know, hey, look, once a week, we're going to have committed family time. We're going to all go to a park and we're going to go work out. We're going to go have dinner. We're going to go to the movies and then go to dinner. Mm-hmm. We're going to go do salsa lessons together. Family time can be whatever they want it to be. It doesn't have to be what anybody else says it should be, right? Because everybody's family dynamic is different. It's what works for your family. But it's doing it, and doing it consistently is the key, that it's consistent so that the kids value it. So that you can have a conversation and have the time for your kid to let something slip out that you didn't expect to happen. But to let your kid say, you know, hey, I kind of, you talk about weird, man. You know, dad, you know, man, when that girl kissed me today, that felt weird. And you're like, what? But that ain't going to happen if you don't have that family time to be able to have that conversation, you know, or whatever, you know, whatever situation come up. But it's to allow for the kids to be able to talk to you. It might be right before they go to bed. You know, if mom, especially in single parent households, it is extremely difficult because the parent is working multiple jobs to make ends meet. However, it's no different than the commitments we make to anything else that we love. Mm. It is hard to do, but you got to do it because it's an investment. And your child is the greatest investment that you will make on this earth. It is your child. It is not your job. Your job comes second. You can lose your, would you rather lose your job or lose your child?
Ah, there you go. You can always get another job. You
always get another job.
Man. When I really want to get into Camp Warrior King. I want to talk about how that started. I want to talk about what Camp Warrior King is all about. And we'll get into that when we come back from our break. Y'all hang in there. I got SF Banks in the house, and we'll be back.
Yes, sir.
Positive stories, positive people, positive lives. The Life Strong Project.
WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're a Forbes Best in State, 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do, from the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being, because what we really do best is invest in you. Visit WSECU.org today to learn more. Washington, let's credit union.
This week, with digital coupons at Safeway and Albertsons, get beef rib roast for $7.97 per pound. Member price with minimum purchase of $50 or more in a single transaction. Exclusions apply. See store for details. And broccoli, cauliflower, or russet potatoes are 97 cents per pound. Member price, limit 6 pounds. Plus, selected sizes and varieties of Lucerne butter, cheese, or Philadelphia cream cheese are $1.97 each. Member price. Visit Safeway or Albertsons.com for more deals and ways to save.
We're back at the Life Strong Project.
All right, family, we are back at the Life Strong Project, and I've got SF Banks all the way. I'm going to say all the way from Atlanta, but I mean, that's down the street from me. But for some of y'all, I'm sure that's a ways. But coming by way of Atlanta, GA, SF Banks, man. And I want to talk about Camp Warrior King. I've seen Camp Warrior King. It wasn't live, but I did see it in action. And I'm like, wait a minute. So you got, I mean, and I don't want people to think that Camp Warrior King is this small, you know, he's got maybe 10, 12 kids. No, sir. this joke has got, it looked like hundreds, maybe, I'm going to say hundreds. I know it was at least hundreds. It was a large number of children, and I don't want to get away because I want to do it justice. I want you to talk about what Camp Warrior King is. How did it start? What made you say, this is a must? I have to do this right here.
Man, the best way to describe Camp Warrior King is like one of our campers told it to us. They came to us one day and said, man, this is like a camp on steroids. And
man, that's for real.
Yeah.
That's for real.
It is. Camp Warrior King is camp on steroids, man. And we have a ball. And it's all about the kids having a ball and doing all kinds of cool and crazy things to find out what they are in love with. Mm. Right? The point of Camp Warrior King is, hey, I want to try that. And it's like, why not? Right? If it's safe and it's fun, let's go ahead and do it. What are the fun and safe things we can get these kids to do so that they can see what they're in love with?
Now, we're talking physical things now, because, right? I mean, we're talking, because here's the thing. This is the thing that got me in a time where we are basically pointing the finger at our youth saying, you guys are lazy. You guys don't want to do anything, but you're on your phones, you're on, you know, your PlayStation, you're in front of a TV, you ain't doing nothing, you're lazy.
Yeah.
That is not Camp Warrior King, ladies and gentlemen.
Nah.
That ain't it. That ain't it. So there had to have been, this is an ongoing thing, every summer, right?
Yes, sir.
So there has
every
to be,
summer.
There has to be pushback from newer kids that, you know, maybe they're new to the camp, and you know, the other kids, they know what to deal with. They know what the deal is. They know when they come to Camp Warrior King, okay, gotta get my mind right. I'm about to work.
It's turn up time.
Exactly. But to the kid that, okay, this is my first time, I don't want to be here. I'd rather be in my room on some device, and this guy got me out. Number one, outside, he got me sweating. He got me doing stuff. I know there's got to be pushback, man. So, how do you circumvent that? How do you say, okay, all right, I got you, but try it anyway. How do you pull that off?
Well, the kids have really helped with that. So we got kids that have been at Camp Warrior King since we opened. And, you know, when they get to Camp Warrior King, they know it's turn up time, man. They are fired up and ready to go. And we do chants. We do all kind of songs and stuff. And we create a loving environment. Is first of all, is how we get the kids to pretty much come up to our level of energy and our belief in, you know, life is good. And so we have four rules at camp. Number one is respect, right? Respect. Treat other people how you want to be treated is the number one rule at Camp Warrior King. That's how we're able to operate. Number two is discipline. Discipline means do what you're told the first time. I tell kids all the time, I don't talk to you 3, 4, 5, 6 times. I'm going to tell you one time. And that's how we do it. Number three is encourage each other. And number four is to have fun. It is a rule at our camp that you must be having fun. And that is, you figure out how to have fun at Camp Warrior King. And yeah, we get pushback from kids. I mean, you know, it's Atlanta, man. It's 98 degrees.
Man,
there's no clouds.
And that's a cool day. That's a cool day, bro.
And that's a cool day. And it's like, man, this guy got us outside, you know, hiking or doing archery or, you know, or playing flag football or.
WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're a Forbes Best in State 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do, from the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being, because what we really do best is invest in you. Visit WSECU.org today to learn more. Washington, let's credit union.
If you work in university maintenance, Grainger considers you an MVP. Because your playbook ensures your arena is always ready for tip-off. And Grainger is your trusted partner, offering the products you need, all in one place, from HVAC and plumbing supplies to lighting and more. And all delivered with plenty of time left on the clock, so your team always gets the win. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, visit Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Doing a color blast, and yeah, that's exactly what we got him doing, because it's like, man, you need to see some other things. Get right. Some exposure, have some fun. It's okay. Get dirty. Like we tell the parents, don't bring no nice J's to camp. Don't bring no LeBrons and no Kyrie's. You don't want your kid to get scuffed up, because they're going to get scuffed up. Somebody going to step on their shoe. They're going to get some paint on them, and them $300 sneakers you done bought going to be ruined. Don't come fresh to camp, Warrior King. The freshest you need to be, take a bath and put on some outside clothes. And a lot of them, like outside clothes, like, yeah, when you go outside, you get dirty.
Right.
They're going to get mosquito bites. They're going to get, you know, ant stings, bee stings, whatever. But it's camp, right?
Yeah.
Another thing that we do is that we're all about socialization. We want those kids socializing. Mm. So phones are a no-no at camp. You can't bring out your phone at camp, where you can't. No, it'll get taken. We'll take the phone and put it in a safe, and it'll be locked up until your parents come to pick it up. And because we want to create a culture where we want these kids to make friends, right? Make a friend, right?
I'm about to say a real friend.
A real
not
friend.
Not a virtual
you know?
Friend. Not a virtual friend that you really don't know, but they're connected with you.
Yeah, you really don't know them. You just know what they're typing. You know, make a real friend, you know. So and that's hard for a lot of kids to do, especially with COVID. COVID exacerbated that issue. But, you know, hey, there's no phones at Camp Warrior King. Unless we're on a field trip and you're, you know, taking pictures and doing something like that during the day. No, we don't want the kids on the phones. And one of the biggest distractions that we find at camp with cell phones are the parents. The parents calling, are you okay? The parents texting.
Oh, wow.
Right, because the mom is the best friend with the kid or whatever. And so I'm like, hey, you got to cough off the phone. They're like, well, it's my mama texting me. Well, your mama will pick up the phone when she come and pick you up. And then when the mom comes, we tell them, hey, listen, if you got to text your kid throughout the day, then they don't need to be here. You know, they take them to work with you, right? If you're that concerned about the safety or if they're going to be all right, but they're going to be here, leave them alone. They're totally fine. You can call our number. You can come check on them.
So what happened? I mean, because it's crazy. And I know hearing that right there, because I'm going back. Of course, we didn't have cell phones. So maybe that's the accessibility of it all.
But yes, it is.
Look, I'm going to go on a limb and say, even if we had cell phones back in my day, my mother wasn't calling to check on me.
She wasn't just calling to check. No. She wasn't calling to check. What you calling me for? Yeah, I'm at work.
Exactly. Yeah. So what happened, man? How did times change to a point where, man, parents are calling kids, you know, interrupting their day. Hey, you okay? How's everything going? You fine? You are you hungry? You know, all that. What happened, in your opinion?
In my opinion, the exposure to fear. You look at the news, you look at social media, you look at, you know, what's actually going on in the world, right? So it's not that it's unfounded. You look at everything that's happening in the world, and people are afraid. They have a deep sense of fear, and especially when it comes to their kids. You know, they're at a camp all day. It might be their first time there. And all they're hearing about is what they saw on the news. They're watching some crime mystery show on TV over and over and over again, you know, SVU or whatever. And they're seeing all this stuff that's getting into their psyche, that's getting into their mind. And so, you know, garbage in, garbage out, fear in, fear out, right? It's a seed, right? If I get fear into my heart, I'm only going to talk about fear,
right?
If I get faith into my heart, I'm going to talk about faith. So it's the same thing with parents. You know, they're getting all this exposure, all this concern, what they're hearing about at work, and it just got them messed up, right? And so it's like, well, let me just check on them. Let me make sure they're all right. And the kids are fine. The kids are having a ball. But in my opinion, it's just the exposure to just so much fear and cynicism and all that going on. And like I said, and then, you know, there's also some justifiable concerns, right? I'm not going to say there aren't, but – I would say that's part of what it is, and then the accessibility.
Man, okay, so I definitely Camp Warrior King is in existence. It's been going on how long now?
Almost 10 years.
Almost 10 years. Yep. So let's go back 10 years.
Okay.
Let's go back 10 years.
All right.
Or almost 10. That's when you said almost 10. So let's go back to that day that SF Banks said, I'm doing this. And I'm doing this for our youth because this has to be done. So let's go back. Take yourself back. All
right.
All the way back almost 10 years. And,
I got you.
And look that SF Banks in the eye.
Mm-hmm. WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're a Forbes Best in State 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do, from the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being, because what we really do best is invest in you. Visit WSECU.org today to learn more. Washington, let's credit union.
When you manage procurement for multiple facilities, every order matters. But when it's for a hospital system, they matter even more. Grainger gets it and knows there's no time for managing multiple suppliers and no room for shipping delays. That's why Grainger offers millions of products in fast, dependable delivery, so you can keep your facility stocked, safe, and running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Or you don't have to look them in the eye, but what do you see? I mean, how did that SF Bank say, I got to do this? And what was the thought process?
At that time, I was doing IAM Defense Institute, and we were teaching. My program was teaching primarily during the school year. Mm-hmm. During the summertime, since I was teaching at the schools, there was no martial arts program. So I was trying to figure out how to make money over the summer. And I would go to different camps, and I would teach martial arts at those camps. Mm-hmm. And what I started noticing was that there could be so much more, that some of the camps, the kids just be playing basketball outside, right? Mm-hmm. They would just kind of be sitting around, and that there was more opportunity. And so one year the parents said, okay, my parents were a martial arts program. We said, okay, I'm going to do a spring camp. They said, well, you got anything for spring break? You going to do a martial arts program for spring break? And I said, all right, we'll do a martial arts workshop, because I didn't have a background with working with youth. I never wanted to work with kids. I never wanted to work with kids. I didn't have even with the martial arts stuff, that was, you know, situations and things that happened in my life, but I never mm-hmm. had a passion to work with kids. Right. And so we were like, all right, I'll do it, right? Because I was free, which is something I wanted, which was to be free, to be able to call my own shots, right, to be able to make my own rules, travel and go where I wanted to go. And so I was making that happen. Did a spring camp. The parents liked it. They said, okay, well, what are you doing for the summertime? And I said, what you mean? I'm chilling for the summertime. Mm-hmm. They said, well, would you do a camp during the summer? And I said, yeah, I'll do another week workshop. And one of the parents was like, man, don't nobody want their kids somewhere just for a week? They're like, man, we need somewhere for them to go the whole summer. We need like 10 weeks. You know, and I'm like, hold up. You know, I already don't want to work with your kid. Now you want me to do it for 10 weeks straight all day, you know, like all day long. I got to feed them too. Oh. And, you know, but they were like, yeah, that's what they wanted. So I said, well, you know, I started putting it to paper and figuring out if it was something that made sense, you know, mm-hmm. and it did. To do it, I looked around and there weren't enough camp programs out there for youth, especially children of color in the city, wow, in the community.
Wow.
And that were doing the things that they need to do to be like to have cool fun, all the cool things we did as kids. And we said, let's do it. And that is exactly what happened, man. We jumped head first into the pool and started swimming.
Oh, man. And apparently, yeah. I mean, you're treading water pretty well there, man. I'm like I said, I've seen the videos and I'm like, man, yeah. This place is packed out. He's got all these kids. Yeah. And that's the thing. He's got all these kids and these, look, I'm going to tell you, if you want your kid in a safe environment where they're going to, you know, be uplifted and taught to think highly of themselves, That's part one. Part two, them jokers gonna come back fit.
They're gonna come back fit,
both mentally and physically. Then I'm telling you, you need to get a hold of my man SF Banks right here. I'm telling you, man. So
they're gonna be dirty and tired when they get home, man.
How he's stressing dirty.
I'm dirty. Yeah.
He's stressing dirty. Yeah. Like, it ain't gonna be dirty. I'm just telling you.
Oh yeah. Yeah. They are.
So we've gone back almost 9 years or almost 10 years, excuse me. And you know, you said, man, you know, that was never my passion. You were you were teaching IM Defense, which is martial arts, right?
That's correct.
Martial Arts Academy. And you know, all of a sudden these parents stroll up on you saying, what's going on in the next 10 weeks during the summer?
What else you got?
So there you said you sat down and you thought about this. What were some of those hurdles, man? Because I mean, you had to sit down and, you know, think. I know the business aspect of it, you know, budgeting. How much is this going to cost? I need help. I can't do this all by myself. But what were some of the, and when I say hurdles, I'm not talking about those. I'm talking about mindset hurdles. Like, what?
Absolutely.
And this is 9.5 years ago. So,
right.
You know, we're 10 years ago. I know I'm not the same person I was 10 years ago. And so 10 years ago, what were some of those hurdles? What were some of the hurdles you experienced, some of the very same thing that you're trying to teach the kids that you interact with?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The hurdles were the same things that I teach, and some of the same hurdles that everyone goes through when they're doing a business or doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's all the same. The biggest hurdle was, it was such a new industry for me. Mm-hmm. I didn't have any prior training, right? I didn't go to school for working with youth or education or anything like that. I didn't like kids. Right. I didn't have enough money saved up. Right. I had a couple nickels, but not anything to be throwing at something that was going to, you know, completely tank me. Right. The first year that I did Camp Warrior King. Let me put it in perspective. The first year I did Camp Warrior King, I was getting ready to get kicked out of my apartment. I had a child on the way that I was not prepared for and was not expecting. I was doing a business that I enjoyed the freedom that it offered me, but I wasn't necessarily in love with it yet.
Right.
It was, you know, a means to an end. I didn't have to go work a job for somebody, but I wasn't necessarily free. Right. I mean, i.e. I'm getting ready to get kicked out of my apartment.
Right.
You know, I was dealing with all that. And then it was like, well, there's this camp. And it was, can I do it, was the first thing. I went through all these reasons why I didn't think I could do it, and I had to overcome that. Can I do it? I don't know how to work with kids. I don't have this. I don't have a location. I don't have staff. I don't have, you know, what if this happens? Well, all those things were there, and I had to push through all those things. The self-doubt, the concerns, the lack of confidence, the lack of knowledge of just how to do it, man. I got these people's kids, man. Like, you know, I it's one thing not to want to work with kids. It's another thing to, you know, have to work with kids and make sure they get home every day. And so, you know, there was a lot of concern, a lot of fears. Our first year, I was in the red. I need to have at least 100 kids at camp. We opened up, there were 29. And, you know, anybody that can do numbers, I mean, 1 + 1 = 2, you know, when you need 100 and you only got 29, that you weigh in the red.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got up that first year. I think the biggest day we had, maybe the biggest week, maybe we had 50 kids, but I was still way in the red.
Yeah.
And so I owed money. People were quitting because I couldn't pay them. You know, just kids weren't staying. They was checking it out. They, you know, we didn't, there was so much that we didn't have, but a foundation had been laid. We had a vision, and it was from that vision that we said, we'll keep going. And at the end of the camp, the people that stayed loved it.
Mm.
And that was what did it. The people that and we recorded it, we got the footage of all of that. The people that stayed loved it. And when we saw that they loved it and that the parents appreciated it, the kids had a good time, we said, okay, we got some here. It took me like 3 months to pay back some of the staff that actually stayed and worked for free the last couple of weeks at camp.
Man.
Yeah.
Man. Well, look at you now, bro.
Yeah, man. I remember my mom telling me, I was like, man, I had a two-bedroom apartment. One was for my bedroom. The other one was an office. And I'm thinking, where am I going to put my kid? And she said, well, when I was growing up, we would have took out a dresser drawer and we'd have put blankets in there and that would have been his bed. And in my mind, I'm thinking, man.
that's an open invitation to CPS right there.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and it's against my swag. You know, somebody homeboy comes to your house, where the baby's room, where here's the crib right here. Like, hey, homie, ain't that a dressing drawer? Like, yeah, you know. But, hey, it was man. Like, I do whatever it takes, you know. So it was at that point. My water was up. My gas was off. So during the summertime, right? What ended up happening? I had no gas. Mm-hmm. So I didn't have any hot water, right? Luckily, it was hot in Atlanta. So yes. To take a shower, you know, it was lukewarm. So, but I didn't have any hot water. And to not get kicked out of my apartment, I knew how to paint. And so what I did, the apartment I was in needed painting really bad. I went to the landlord and said, hey, listen, I'm going to have a kid. It's my situation. I know I owe you money, but I can paint these walls to pay off what I owe. Will you let me paint these apartments? Because you need it, obviously, to mm-hmm. get other people rented and knock off my rent. And they agreed to that, man. They agreed to that. And so what I did is I did 12 hours during the day. I did 6:45 to about 7 p.m. I get off maybe 7:30. And my apartment was right down the street from where my camp was. Mm-hmm. I would come home. It was summertime, so it wouldn't get dark till about 9:30.
Right.
And for about 2 hours every single day after I ran that whole day at camp, I would get on the ladder and I would be painting and I would be cleaning and I would be painting. I did that every single day during the summertime. During the weekends, I painted so I could pay off that money. And so it was hard. It was hard. But that was what it took.
Man, hey, I applaud you, man. I applaud number one for what you do, and number two for that story, just not giving up, man. I think that's the story we want to give our youth. That's the you know, it's hard. This living thing, life is hard. I don't know if what we see on TV is not that is nowhere near the truth. We see, you know, everybody's happy. Yeah. Everybody's coming in and out the house. You know how those shows are. The front door is never locked. Everybody just walks in and out. Everybody's just happy. Everybody's just happy, and that's not necessarily life, man. Life is hard.
Right.
But you got to hang in there. Now we need to take a break, but when we come back, I want to talk about what you've seen. End results, so to speak, in the children's lives that you've touched, because you've been doing this 10 years. You probably got adults that are reaching back saying, if it wasn't for you, and whether it be Camp Warrior Cloud, I mean, not Warrior Cloud, but Camp, well, that's the Army coming out of me, Camp Warrior King, or Team Hot Sauce, or whatever it was, if it wasn't for those things right there, man, I could have made a different turn. So when we come back, we're going to talk about the positive aspects that the fruit from the labor that this young brother has created. And when we come back, we'll talk about that. We'll be back in two.
You're listening to the Life Strong Project.
WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're a Forbes Best in State 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do, from the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being, because what we really do best is invest in you. Visit WSECU.org today to learn more. Washington, let's credit union.
We're back at the Life Strong Project.
All right, we're back, family, and I got SF Banks here with me all the way from the ATL. So when we left, man, I said I wanted to get into, you know, some positive stories. I'm right now, as we speak, I'm looking at one of your websites. I'm looking at the You Can Have It All website. And
all right.
and we are going to let you guys know, the URL to get to that site so you guys can have a look for yourself in a little bit. But the first thing that hits you when you look at this site, there is an auditorium full of young children of all ages. I'm looking at it, man, and I see I see little kids,
yeah.
Like, looks like ages maybe 4, 5, 6. Look, that little man, she might be, yeah, it's about 4 or 5, something like that.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
You see the ones in the front. I'm like, oh, wait a minute, them teenagers. Those
yeah.
are teenagers. So
it's
an auditorium full of youth, man. And these jokers are rocking. They're having
yeah.
a great time. You don't see anything but smiles. You don't see
yeah.
anything but energy. You don't
yeah.
see anything but, man, just they look positive.
Yeah.
They look like, okay, we know that we can achieve something. They just look
yeah
ready. That's what they look like. They look ready.
All right? Yeah.
So
they're ready.
And so I really want you to talk about what are some of the stories that you can remember in your 10 years doing this. What are some of the stories that you can say, man, I remember him or I remember her, and man, I'm just, they're the reason why I do what I've been doing for 10 years.
Oh man, there's so many stories like that. A couple come to mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so one, I think of a young lady, she's a twin. Mm-hmm. And I remember they came to work at camp on a work program in high school.
Mm-hmm.
She and her sister. And they first came, I remember their mother coming and saying, hey, look, you know, don't play with them. Whatever they got to do, whatever kind of work, you know, you could be hard on them. And I said, well, you know, I'm going to. So she said, all right, fine. And man, let me tell you, I must have fired them girls about 6 times.
Man.
Yeah. They mess up and they do something wrong and I fire them. I'd be like, get out of here. And I let them come back. And they'd come back and they would do well. And then they'd do something else stupid and not fire them and say, get out of here. And they would do that. And then they would come back. Hey, Mr. Man, can I come back? Can I come back to work? All right, come on. You know, you learn. Okay, cool. All right. They do something else and not fire them again. Man, I'm going to tell you, the young lady ended up being and has been for the last several years one of the best staff people I've ever had.
Oh, she still works for you?
Yeah, she still works for me.
Oh,
but now,
okay.
but she just graduated from the University of West Georgia.
Oh man,
and she's going to nursing school, and so and so when you talk about the power of what's going on, to be able to see that development, that work ethic in her, because she didn't have it when she first started. When she first came to camp and started working at camp as a young adult, I mean, she was like 15, 16 years old. She's
right,
a kid.
Right.
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 When she came to camp, she didn't have that work ethic. She didn't have that discipline. She didn't have that, but she had something in her. You could see it, but she had to learn. And then she went off to college, which I was happy about because it was one of those things where it's a young lady from the inner city. Right. So it's like, hey, here's the thing, you know, do what you're supposed to do in school. Right. You know, don't come home with any babies, right?
Mm.
Make the make some smart choices so you could be somebody in life.
Right.
And that was the whole thing with her. I talked to her straight. Make smart choices. You could be somebody in life. Don't get caught up and make it hard for yourself. Because she had a single mom that was trying to raise two beautiful young girls, right, trying to get them straight. Man, and I fired them about 6 times. And then the last time, it really stuck, and I didn't have to fire her no more. The sister went off and did something else, but this one I didn't have to let go of no more. She stayed. And she ended up being one of my hardest working staff, ended up being a lead staff person that we had. and now she's going to nursing school. And so that is a, to me, is a great testimony to the program, because it's what it's doing for young adults, giving them that work ethic and that confidence and that push. You know, I have another young man that started when camp opened up, and, you know, a great kid, great young man, went all the way through camp. And then once he got old enough, started working at camp. And those are some of the cooler stories when they come and they start working at camp. And I got tons of them like that, that end up coming through camp and then start come back and start working. The whole cool thing now is to actually become a junior counselor at Camp Warrior King and end up becoming a counselor, because we pay them well. They make good money.
Right.
But kids that are now radio personalities in Atlanta, you know, they're teachers. I got guys that are educators. I mean, just all these kids that are doing these wonderful things. And so it's really cool to see. Really cool to see,
man.
And so, they come back.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Matter of fact, let me tell you a story that's really cool. The Team Hot Sauce characters.
Yeah.
Okay. The Team Hot Sauce characters were drawn by a kid from my camp. His name is Frankie Thomas. Frankie Thomas. Matter of fact, Frankie Thomas started all the way back when he was in elementary school and was in my martial arts program. He was in martial arts, and I taught him, his sister, and his other brother martial arts. And then they all came, and then he and his sister started working at camp. And they worked at camp all the way until they graduated from high school. Now she's gone to be an accountant, and Frankie's in school. He's still in art and real estate. But Frankie is the one that drew Team Hot Sauce. So that kid, when you look in the magazine and you see Team Hot Sauce, it'll say illustrated by Frankie Thomas. That's one of my kids. That's Frankie Thomas. Frankie Thomas now is 18. He's 18. But yeah, Frankie's the one that drew all my Team Hot Sauce characters in the magazine. Yeah, he's a matter of fact, this drawing you see right here, that character, he drew this exact one on my shirt. The logo on my hat, he drew that exact logo. That's Frankie. Yeah.
That's a story right there. Man, that's good stuff, man.
that's Frankie Thomas Jr. Yes, sir.
Well, Frankie, if you hear this episode, man, I'm looking at the logo and I'm looking at, you know, the characters, man. You did your thing. Brother Frankie. You did your thing. You did the thing, man. So, man, I appreciate you stopping through, man. I appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule.
Thanks for having me and
having this discussion, man, with me. Man, please tell everybody out there how they can get a hold of you or Camp Warrior King or Team Hot Sauce how can they reach you and your many the different variety of things that you do?
The best way to reach me is on social media, is on Instagram or Facebook. My Instagram is SF Dreams Big. For Facebook, just go to Facebook and type in Camp Warrior King. For our websites, for Camp Warrior King, the website is campwarriorking.com. Mm-hmm. And for the magazine and the Team Hot Sauce and the Success Stacks, all that stuff, then you can type in You Can Have It All magazine in a Google search, or the website is YCHIAMAG.com. That stands for You Can Have It All magazine. YCHIAMAG.com.
Man, I implore you all, man, if you have a young man or woman that, hey, if they ain't necessarily doing anything this summer, reach out. I'm telling you, it's an incredible, I wasn't even part of the camp, but it's an incredible experience. I'm telling you, I can't put it into words, man. Brother SF Banks.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much, sir, man. Hey, I appreciate it, man. And
right on, Anthony. Thank you for having me, man.
Hey, man, I hope this isn't the last time that we chop it up on the show here, man.
Right.
We definitely want to have you back, man. Got to have you
back, bro. Man, please, I look forward to it.
Man, and many many blessings to you and your staff and all those, yes, and definitely the children, but everything that you guys are doing for our youth, man. Hey, I salute you guys, man. You guys are doing yeoman's work, and it's definitely needed in the Atlanta. It's definitely needed in the Atlanta community. And this concludes this episode of the Life Strong Project, y'all. I appreciate you guys listening in. Hey, tune in for more episodes, more exciting conversations, more exciting information, man. Hey, I love you guys. We are out.
Thanks for listening to the Life Strong Project.
WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're a Forbes Best in State 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do, from the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being, because what we really do best is invest in you. Visit WSECU.org today to learn more. Washington, let's credit union.